On the line now, I have David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Hello, David. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Noel.
Long time, no talk. Been busy, busy, busy all the time. How did the pandemic affect business for you?
Well, it's actually been a fantastic time for Astronomy Ireland. A lot of clubs around the world, the lockdown sent people hurtling back to their hobbies. Astronomy in particular, because you can look at the night sky from your backyard. You didn't need to travel 1 kilometre. Alone, whatever the restrictions were. So, in fact, during the lockdowns, we were traveling trillions of miles, kilometers into space, looking up at all the things going on. So, our membership nearly doubled in the last year or so.
That, I suppose,
you know, hasn't happened in the third year of our existence.
Yeah, and I suppose the phenomenons that happened over the year, which won't be happening for a long time again, has helped as well. There was quite a few phenomenons, weren't there?
Yeah, but the good news is there always are things like that. I mean, anything from the eclipse of the sun that we had on June the 10th, I think it was this year, the International Space Station flying over every 2 months in the evening sky, some great meteor showers, you know, and then there's always planets to see. And of course, the moon gets close to planets to make a spectacular sight several times a month. So our magazine is always packed full of what to see from Ireland. We're still looking for new members. People are still joining at a phenomenal rate. Mm-hmm. So long may it continue.
Indeed. Any revelations over the time of some of the probes they've sent out that were interesting?
Gosh, you know, we publish about 48 pages of news every month. So how long has the pandemic been on for a year and a half or so that's getting close to 1,000 pages of discovery. So the Hubble Space Telescope is always finding new things. There are lots of other space observatories up there as well. We've had planets found around other stars that are like the Earth, even smaller than the Earth. I remember the time we didn't think we'd ever find any that small. Mm-hmm. It's so hard, but the technology has moved on. We've had probes. I think it was February was an amazing month when we had the United Arab Emirates send their probe arrived at Mars, and then the Chinese arrived at Mars and eventually dropped a lander and a rover that's trundling around the surface of Mars as we speak, and the Americans landed their huge rover Perseverance as well, and all three missions were successful. So February was crazy. And you know, there are always things like this happening. Even in the future, we've got the James Webb Space Telescope, the successor to Hubble, due to launch at the end of this year. There's probes headed towards Venus, Mercury, Jupiter. There's one around Jupiter, several around Mars. So it's a very exciting hobby and keeps on our toes trying to keep up with everything that's happening every month for the magazine.
And of course, one thing we have to mention now, of course, and we talk about it every year, is the wonderful party that you have around October. And this year it's the 9th of October. Is it later? I thought maybe it was in September. Maybe my memory's fading a little bit.
Yeah, it had to be postponed because of the restrictions. Mm-hmm. So October 9th is looking okay. It happened in October this year. And of course, hopefully everything will be back to normal, and next year it's going to be on August the 27th. If people want to mark that in their diary. Mm-hmm. It's called Starbecue, and it's a barbecue under the stars. We've been running it since 1992. It's become phenomenally successful, and people basically gather in the Wicklow Mountains. We actually rent out an entire GAA grounds in the Roundwood Village, tiny village, hardly any lights. And you can see the Milky Way there with the naked eye, gloriously clear skies. And then we have some of the most powerful telescopes in Ireland. So what they can see in a dark sky like that blows people's minds. There's going to be the planets Jupiter and Saturn. They're actually in the evening sky at the moment. They're really spectacular in a big telescope because you can see the rings of Saturn, several of its moons. On Jupiter, you can see its four main moons and its cloud belts. It's particularly close to us at the moment, so that'll be a spectacular sight. And then there are the wonders of the universe, from things you can see with the naked eye, like the Andromeda Galaxy, down to there is a giant cluster in a constellation called Hercules that's nearly a million stars all clumped together in one field of view of the telescope. It's like somebody poured a big pile of salt onto a sheet of black velvet.
Wow.
And a stunning sight. And you know, there are other things, dying stars, other galaxies as well. It's just amazing what you can see through a powerful telescope. And the owners will be manning the telescope, so all the people going have to do is look. And there's a professionally catered barbecue there, and some talks about black holes, the universe, a few other things as well happening in the main hall to make an evening of it. So it's by far Ireland's biggest annual star party, has been for several decades now.
And just to mention, sorry, David, just
to bigger plans in the future.
Yeah, and just to mention there, repeat what you said there, that in case people listening and saying, I'd love to go to that, don't have a telescope, but everything is provided there, and the talks are there as well, but there's telescopes provided, so there's no... So what should, if people are interested in going, are you booked out yet, and how are you fixed for numbers?
Well, everything is on astronomy.ie, so if you go onto the website there, you'll see not only the Starbecue, but there's other events coming up, monthly lectures, for instance. You can also join the club there online with any credit card or PayPal if you have that as well. So we're looking for new members. If you know anyone who's interested in astronomy, get them to join Astronomy Ireland. If it's anyone's birthday coming up, you know, is interested in space, especially kids, they'll love the magazine. It's a great Christmas gift. We have a huge surge of memberships, and people give gift memberships. And even next month in October, our evening classes are beginning. So you can check that on the website as well. They're done online now, so anyone in the country, technically in the world, can tune in and avail of those classes. And that's been one great development for us, having to go online. We were planning to do it back before the pandemic. I hadn't even heard of Zoom.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's using it. And it's been a game changer for us.
Okay. Well, can I ask you now about space travel and this tourism business? I mean, the millionaires have been up there, but what do you think of it as something good for the future if you can afford it? Do you think it's sort of a little bit of a waste, or would you do it?
Definitely. At the moment, it's very expensive, hundreds of thousands of euros to get into space for just a few minutes. So if that's chump change for you, why not? But they do hope to get that down to the tens of thousands mark, which is still an expensive holiday. But, you know, some people do spend that kind of money on a world cruise, and that's the target, is to bring it down to a world cruise type of cost. Getting in space is difficult, even with all our modern rockets, and it's going to be relatively expensive. But, you know, it's got to be the ultimate adventure. It's like if you want to go climb Mount Everest, I believe that costs around 100,000 euros these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in that kind of ballpark. And, you know, what are you going to get when you go up there? Apart from being able to say you're an astronaut or you've been in space, it's the view of the universe in a jet black sky, no clouds and no blue sky either, stars visible, while the sun is in the sky as well. And then, you know, you're looking back down at the Earth, which every astronaut says, you know, it's the most fascinating sight they see. Even when they're in space, they're looking out into space, looking down at the Earth, because you can see the curvature of the Earth, the thin ring of atmosphere surrounding the planet on the horizon. You know, you're about, well, it's at least 80 kilometers up. So you're around about 10 times higher than jet aircraft mm-hmm. fly at. So it's a remarkable experience. Pity it only lasts for a few minutes for the hundreds of thousands you're going to spend.
It's expensive, yeah.
But you can actually now book 10 days, I think it is, on the International Space Station. For only around $30 million.
Holy
shit. So that's jump change for you. And yeah. There's an even better holiday.
Even the Euro Millions couldn't afford if you won that. But you mentioned there Everest, and I'd say the same rules apply as would with Everest, that you'd have to do a lot of training, would you, for going up there?
At the moment, yes. There's a certain amount of training, because you're going to be pulling significant G-forces. The craft that are being used are either, in the case of Virgin Galactic, they have a pilot. In the case of Jeff Bezos, they actually have an automated system, and SpaceX is flying the first civilian crew into space later this month, and they have got, and again, a totally automated system, so you don't need to know how to operate the craft. A lot of the training that goes on for the astronauts to go to the International Space Station is, you know, you're up there, you're the mechanic. If anything goes wrong, you've got to keep the systems running, as well as enjoy your stay in space. But I remember talking to the general manager of Virgin Galactic, and he was telling us about the training. He said, it's basically just physical. They have one customer who was in his 80s, and he had passed the physical.
Wow.
So if somebody that old can go up, as long as you're relatively healthy, then it's a bit strenuous for the G-forces you'll pull, but it's not really very difficult. Most people, I think, would know whether their health is good enough. If you're in average health, you're going to be okay.
So I'd say that's a yes then for you. If you got the chance to go, if someone said there's a ticket for you, you won a ticket in the raffle, you'd be up there like a shot, David, would you?
Yeah. Well, there have been competitions for free tickets, and it's closed now. We covered them all in the Astronomy Island magazine.
Okay.
So, you know, Virgin Galactic or Jeff Bezos, I actually forgot, because I applied for them all. They're free raffles. Why not?
Okay.
There are jobs for astronauts coming up all the time as well.
Okay.
During the pandemic, we were promoting European Space Agency looking for astronauts and telling the Irish people to go ahead and apply.
Because it's not very well known, but Astronomy Ireland itself is to the forefront of astronomy. But as far as space and all that, astronomy, space travel, everything, the Irish are to the forefront and everything like that, aren't they?
Absolutely. The Irish invented space exploration. I give talks in schools, and it used to be in theatres. Hopefully that will be coming back soon. And the opening section is about how we did it. I mean, Newgrange is the oldest astronomically aligned building in the world. Ancient Irish people were studying the motion of the sun. We know they studied the moon as well. Presumably they looked at the stars and wondered what it was all about. They built Newgrange to the trick they found to determine the seasons and count the number of days in the year. For them, how long the year was, for the matter of life and death, for planting crops, for instance. And they were interested in how long it was, as much as we're interested in how old is the universe today. Wow. We were arguing about if it's 13.7 or 13.8 billion years old. Back then, we were pretty sure they knew there was 365 days in the year, and probably they knew about the quarter day, because that would add up over the centuries and affect the season.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very clever people for the time. Even you zoom forward to 1845 during the famine, the biggest telescope in the world, so the Hubble Space Telescope of its day, was actually built in Burr in County Offaly, and astronomers came from all over the world, despite the Irish weather, to look through the biggest telescope that has ever been built. And even today, I mentioned the James Webb Space Telescope, which is going to make the Hubble Space Telescope look like a toy. There's Irish contributions to that as well. So we're still involved in the biggest telescopes in the world. Ireland's a member of the European Southern Observatory. It's building an absolute monster telescope like nothing that's ever been seen. It's 40 meters wide. That'll be online this decade. So Astronomy on itself is the most popular astronomy club in the world. Something in our genes.
Yeah, plenty to look forward to. Okay, and then the Starbecue coming up and all information and everything. Give us a breakdown again of the Starbecue before I let you go, David.
Well, the venue is Realmwood GA Grounds. You have to have tickets in advance. It's professionally catered, as I said. We have to tell the caterers a few days in advance how many they're going to be catering for. Everyone is welcome. You don't have to know anything about space. You can bring the whole family. Tickets are €39 for adults, €29 for kids. That includes all the food and everything. Nothing else to buy at the event. The telescopes will all be set up by the experts. They'll tell you what you're looking at. You can look through at least a dozen telescopes and a dozen wonders of the universe, and they'll be moved around to different targets during the night. We have the country's most powerful handheld laser to point up into the sky to teach people the star patterns as well, and some of the history and interesting facts about the stars you can just see with the naked eye. So it's a fantastic night of astronomy for the whole family. All the details are on astronomy.ie. There's a public lecture, by the way, on Monday on Zoom, online, about life in the universe. Where are we on finding life in the universe? Some astronomers think we're going to find intelligent life in our lifetime. But how do we know this? The public lecture every month. You'll see that on the website as well. And next week, the International Space Station is going to be blazing across evening skies. Actually, these are out for free. They'll be on our social media. Links to those are on the website as well. And then next week, we're going to have the moon passing close to the planets Jupiter and Saturn. And all that's in the magazine. And even tonight, if it's clear and you look low down at sunset, you may see a thin crescent moon with the planet Venus very close to it. just for a few minutes between about 9, around the 9 o'clock mark. But start viewing from sunset, which is around 8 o'clock, and hopefully you'll see that. You may need binoculars to see it because it's very low down.
Okay.
You certainly need a very clear sky. So loads happening. Astronomy.ie, to get involved with Astronomy Ireland. We're always looking for beginners who know nothing about space but think this is a fascinating hobby.
And Astronomy Ireland is the place to learn all about it. Thank you very much, David. I'll be talking to you again soon about some of the lectures coming up later on the year as well. But for the moment, thank you very much, David.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And that's David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, astronomy.ie, for all the information on the Starbecue, the lecture, and future lectures as well, about the magazine that they put out, and all the wonderful things that's happening there that David was talking about.